Ultimate Mercury Retrograde Reading. My name is Eric Francis, an astrologer, the astrologer who will be telling you a little bit about how this Mercury retrograde influences either your solar chart based on your sun sign or your natal chart based on your rising sign. And I would say first, as a point of beginning, that in the background of the local astrology, the astrology happening now, the current astrology, are a couple of things to keep in mind. The main thing to keep in mind is Pluto in your birth sign. What this long-term transit is about is a complete metamorphosis of who you are. Now, this is particularly challenging because of all of the cardinal signs of the zodiac. Capricorn seems to be the one that depends upon stability the most. But when you're thinking of Capricorn, it's necessary to think of stability in terms of something like geological time, such as the Earth seems like it's always been the way that it is, but those mountains that you're looking at off in the distance got there somehow, and they got there over very long periods of time, and ice ages have come and gone. And so in looking at the course of your own life, it is possible to survey the landscape and mainly focus in on things that appear to have always been there, things that appear to not change. And yet when a transit like Pluto and Capricorn comes along, then all of the things that seem to never change can suddenly be up for grabs, and that can be anywhere from mildly to extremely disconcerting, because basically it subjects to immediate processes of change things that looked like they never ever changed. So you get effects like storms and earthquakes, basically speaking. Psychologically, perhaps there are physical metaphors for this, and I would note that this process dates back to 2008, although there was a kind of a test phase that's vitally important to bear in mind between 2001, approximately November of 2001, and the summer of 2005, during which time Chiron was in your sign. And so if you want information about the metamorphosis that you're going through right now with Pluto in your sign, and the radical before and after type changes that this very long-term transit represents, it's basically 2008 till 2023. You can think, well, that's such a long time, how can I notice that? But the thing is that you have definitely experienced changes, noticed them in some ways, described them to yourself, and wondered what they were. Changes that can have this radically transformative effect, at times a pulverizing effect, at times a sensation of change that is so overbearing that you have no idea where it's going to come out, how you even got into the situation, or where you could possibly go. And so this is just the nature of Pluto. But this is compounded by the square that Pluto has taken over the past 3 years from Uranus, which is in your fourth house or fourth solar house, and this too is indicative of tectonic change on that kind of scale, where there would appear to be no solid, stable ground of self, particularly emotionally, where a certain emotional tone in many ways described your life for a great many years, and then suddenly one day that emotional tone completely changed or became what you might think of as totally erratic. That begins sometime in 2010, and it really takes hold in March of 2011, where there were a series of shifts that were very similar to what you were experiencing from Pluto. And then they start working together and do a lot together, and you just may be thinking, where did my life go?